This Advent, we have been taking a closer look at the meaning behind the Messianic prophecies. We have seen how this time of Advent is a time of spiritual preparation. Preparation for the coming of our Lord on Christmas. Preparation for the coming of our Lord at the end of our life. And the preparation for the coming of our Lord at the end of the world. This Advent, we have been battling outward distractions. The hustle and bustle surrounding this time of year. The spiritual dissipation. By uniting ourselves with Mary, our Blessed Mother, there in peaceful silence on the night of the first Christmas, awaiting the coming of her divine Son in that cave in Bethlehem. Today, on Christmas Eve, recalling these thoughts to our minds, I want to give you one final thought to ponder and cherish as we prepare our hearts to celebrate Christmas tonight and tomorrow. As we prepare our hearts to receive a very special gift. This thought, this gift, can be summarized by two words, two Hebrew words, Emmanuel and Bethlehem. Emmanuel is a Hebrew word, which means God with us, or God is with us. Bethlehem is also a Hebrew word. It is made up of two Hebrew words, bet, which means house, and lechem, which means bread. So Bethlehem means house of bread. So altogether we see Christ, the Emmanuel, the bread of life, was born in the house of bread, Bethlehem. In Bethlehem, the house of bread, the Word of God willed to be born an infant without words of his own. And in the same manner, our Lord speaks to us sacramentally in the Holy Eucharist. That is, silently, without words. He is hidden under the appearances of bread, just like he was hidden in that cave in Bethlehem. So we are called to realize that our Lord is really and truly the Emmanuel. He is really and truly God with us. He is God with us just as he was on the first Christmas. He is the Emmanuel, God with us, in three ways. He is God with us everywhere. He created everything. He is everywhere holding creation in existence. He is Emmanuel, God with us, dwelling in our soul when we're in the state of sanctifying grace. And he is Emmanuel, God with us, and in a special manner, in a sacramental manner, when we receive him in Holy Communion. And this, all these points, but most importantly, this final point, this is the meaning of Christmas. This is what gives meaning to our preparation throughout Advent. And as a matter of fact, this is the only thing which gives meaning to our entire life. Every day we're preparing for that moment when we enter into eternity. That moment where we must be in the state of sanctifying grace in order to see God. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. The beatific vision. Now on Christmas, this is a foretaste of that happiness. This Christmas, we have received a personal invitation to come to our Lord's crib and to see the newborn Christ child. This invitation, this gift, it's a foretaste of heaven. It's a foretaste of the beatific vision. As St. Paul says, now we see as through a dark glass, but in heaven we'll see him face to face. This Christmas we have received a gift. We have received a personal invitation, not just a general invitation for the whole human race, like a blanket invitation. No, we've received a personal invitation. Remember, God is infinite. He is also eternal. He is outside of time. So we can safely say that He had you individually in his mind, in his heart, as he laid there in the manger in that cave in Bethlehem. He willed to become a little child in order to draw us to him. That is the purpose of his coming. That is the purpose of Advent. That is the meaning of Christmas. We are called to lovingly receive the newborn Christ child. He is just as real and as present before us, just like he was before Mary and Saint Joseph. And if we really stop to ponder this incredible mystery of our faith, we quickly realize how absolutely important it is that we receive the Christ child with a clean and pure heart. On the night of the first Christmas, Saint Joseph and our Blessed Mother, they had to seek shelter in a nearby cave. We know that there was no room in the inn that night. There was no room for the Savior of the world because he is not of this world. And we are reminded by that event that if our hearts are distracted with the world, filled up with the world, taken away by the cares and pleasures of the world, our hearts will resemble that inn on the night of the first Christmas. Instead of lovingly receiving the Christ child, there's no more room in our heart. So we send them away. We reject that ultimate gift. Think of this analogy. We know that when someone gives us a gift out of charity, we know that it's extremely rude to deny that gift, to say, no, thank you. Now apply that to Christmas. The ultimate gift, the most valuable gift you could possibly be given in this life. It's a gift more valuable than all the gifts ever given, in fact, to the entire world over and over. It's a gift more valuable than everything. This is the ultimate gift. It's the gift which Christ gives. The gift which he gives is himself, Emmanuel, God with us. It's an infinite gift. So let us not lose sight of this. We think of the situation in the world today. The world has forgotten this truth. It's very sad. The world has deliberately sent away the Christ child. The world doesn't care. Almost everywhere we see this, a false sense of peace, a false worldly peace, like a sense of false security in the things of this world. A comfort. We see in the world, even worse than that, we see a comfort in sin. People have lied to themselves so much, they have convinced themselves it's okay to reject the Christ child. They have convinced themselves that it's okay to live with an unclean heart and at the same time claim to be a good person, loving Christ, and that's very evil. We have to recognize this. We cannot be numbered among those who reject Christ. Because our modern world, in a very terrifying way, it very, very closely resembles the time, the state of the world on the eve of the first Christmas. We can take our day right now as we speak. It's very similar to the time in which Christ came into this world. We see a false peace all around us, a false comfort. And it's kind of like that, the famous Pax Romana, the famous peace of the Roman Empire. Historically, there were no wars going on in the Roman Empire, so it was a time of peace. It seemed comfortable. There were no wars, and there wasn't any major conflicts going on at the time. But nevertheless, at this time, there was this spiritual darkness. This was the time in which the Messiah would come into the world. There's a spiritual darkness. There's this blindness. Just think about it. The world was so blind. The world was expecting, awaiting the coming of the Messiah for thousands of years. We have the prophecies from the prophets for generations. waiting his coming, longing for his coming. But then when he comes, he's born in a cave, in obscurity, in silence, warmed by the breath of animals. And his birth is only acknowledged by a few humble souls. It's simply hard to fathom such a worldwide spiritual blindness. But we have to realize that this blindness, it begins on the individual level. Once again, the invitation is an individual, personal invitation. One does not reject that gift all at once. No, it happens slowly. It's a slow rejection. Gradually. Kind of like a war of attrition. The devil's trying to get us to be focused on these other things to slowly get us to turn away from the true meaning of Christmas. So we must not lose sight of that personal invitation that we've been given, this gift. We must not be like the rest of the world. We have received an invitation to come to our Lord's crib. It's not simply a general invitation, it's a personal invitation. Either you accept it or you reject it. To come and see the newborn Christ child, the Emmanuel, God with us. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they shall see God. Few accept this invitation, few accept the gift, because few have a clean heart. We must be numbered among those who accept willingly, lovingly, the gift of Christmas. So these thoughts, this main thought, this should be what we carry with us, before us, as we prepare for Christmas. Celebrate tonight, tomorrow. On this fourth Sunday of Advent, Christmas Eve, we should once again unite ourselves with our Blessed Mother in that cave in Bethlehem, patiently awaiting the coming of the Savior, the source, the only source, of true and everlasting peace. Tomorrow on Christmas, we celebrate this wonderful truth. We have received the ultimate gift. The gift is Christ, who came into this world of darkness in the state of innocence, purely lovable as a little child, so that no man on earth who has ever lived could possibly say, God does not love me. As we can imagine the newborn Christ child laying there in the manger, the Word of God without words of his own, maybe saying with a simple glance to such a person, I am the Emmanuel, I am God before you, I am God among you, I am God with you. I am the bread of life who willed to be born in the house of bread, Bethlehem. I am he who has come to save you from your sins. I give you an infinite gift because I give you myself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.